Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're talking Rockridge softball with the senior shortstop Daria Parchard. Of course, we know about that big home run she hit last postseason. But before, Daria, we talk about the softball season, I have to talk a little bit about the dance team this past winter. Your mom was the coach, and as a senior, you got to participate at least one season in that. What was that like for you?
It was really fun. We had a lot of fun, and it was really great dancing with my mom and having her as a coach. It was a blast making dances, learning dances, and dressing in costumes. It was really fun.
Well, I told you off the air that I think the last production, I call it a production, last performance you had is this big Disney production where you had, it looked like about 87 different costume changes, and I told you off the air, my 7-year-old daughter, I think, wants all of those costumes. That was a big deal, man. That's the way to go out, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, it was so much fun. There was a lot of preparation for it, and it was just so much fun dressing up as Disney princesses and Disney characters and princesses, and putting it all together was a lot of fun too.
Well, and I guess the one neat thing for you is you had played basketball your first 3 years, so you really didn't get to participate with your mom in that activity. That had to be pretty neat, your senior year finally getting a chance to do that.
Yeah, it was. She's coached me in softball for a while, and so hearing that it was her last year going to coach dance, I wanted to be with her and have my last year with her, and it was really fun with her.
Well, high expectations, I know, in softball, and that's because this is a good Rockridge softball team that has a lot of kids back from last year. Off to a pretty good start. You play the tough schedule. I know, I think, three losses to a couple of Western Big Six teams, and then you split with fifth-ranked Morrison. But I know the expectations are pretty high with the Rockets. How has it been dealing with that here in the, you know, the 2017 spring? You know, everybody wants to beat this team. There's no question about that.
Well, it is very high expectations, but we just keep going like we've always have. We just go one game at a time with our goal set in mind, and we just do what we do, you know? Like, we just practice hard and play hard, and we just finish.
And I know this group has fun, though, too, when I've watched them play, too. And I know, you know, you've had such a big career over there playing since your freshman year of varsity softball, and you do want to continue to play collegiately. You've made a decision there, right?
Yes, I have. I'm going to Central and Pella, Iowa to play ball.
And I know in addition to playing high school IHSA softball, as we call it, you basically grew up with the sport. A little bit about your pedigree, your resume, playing the sport of softball. I know you weren't in diapers when you started playing, but you were pretty young, right?
Yeah, I think I was 4 or 5 before when I first started, and I've been playing t-ball. I grew up in town ball, and then when I was 10 or 11, I went to ASA, and I played ASA, and I'm still in ASA, and then we went to high school, and I've been playing probably my whole life.
Yeah, well, and as we wrap up, we talk about family, and I know your mom, the buy-in from her, and I know your grandfather's now the PA announcer at home games, and I know your dad filmed some of the games, and I know when I broadcast already a couple times this season, he kind of paces back and forth nervously as these games take place. It's pretty nice when the family's part of all of this, isn't it?
Yeah, I love looking up in the press box, and I can see my mom and dad give me thumbs up, and I can hear my grandpa over the PA, and it's just amazing knowing that it's a family environment. Plus, we have a family as a softball program. So,
all right, as we wrap up, you got to give me the skinny, and you got to tell our listening audience the April Fool's joke that you pulled on your grandpa. And for those people that don't know, Grandpa, it's Glenn Cook, and everybody's going to want to hear this, so take it away.
Okay, well, before the game, I told the players, I go, okay, we got to figure out something to get my grandpa because I get him every year for April Fool's. It's been since I was young, I've gotten my grandpa on April Fool's. So my mom came up to John Nelson and she says, hey, what about if we talk to the umpires, talk to the other team, and we get Daria thrown out for like unsportsmanlike conduct while we're at the coaches meeting? And he goes, okay, well, I'll check, and if they can, we'll do it. So the umpire said yes, they were cool with it, and then we talked to, at this time we were playing Sterling, so we played or talked to Eric Staples, and so he says, yeah, we're on board with it and everything. So we walk up to the coaches meeting, and I like didn't give Lexi Staples a high five, and I just said, you suck or something. And so then one of the umpires came up and said, okay, well, we just did this new rule. We can't have unsportsmanlike conduct and stuff like that. So then they kicked me out, and all of us threw a big scene. And then my dad told me, Grandpa said, well, what in the heck did she say? And he's just sitting there not knowing what to do. And then all of us walk back up, and we say April Fool's, and he goes, I'll tell you what, I don't care if this is an April Fool's joke, she's out of the game.
All right, well, that was well played. I wish I would have been there to partake in that. Well done, Daria. It's been great following you, and look forward to a big senior spring from you. Nice going. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
It's Rockridge senior shortstop Daria Parcher joining us on WRMJ.